This week's Pasha, we have two Pashas, Pashas Behar and Bechukoisai. The Pashas Bechukoisai, the Torah starts in Bechukoisai Telechu, it's with Svoisai Tishru. So Rashi brings Bechukoisai Telechu, Rashi says, Yochol Zekium a Mitzvahs, Keshu Oimer, with Svoisai Tishru, or Kirim Mitzvahs Omer. Can it be we're talking about doing Mitzvahs? So the Gemara, no, it can't be doing the Mitzvahs because doing the Mitzvahs was already mentioned. So the parasha starts with two different things. One thing is you have to learn Torah, to be omer, you have to toil in Torah. And the second thing is you have to do mitzvahs. So Torah really divides these two things. So there's a good place to speak a little bit about the chiluk of Torah and mitzvahs, especially that we're getting to Matan Torah in 10 days. Just counted the 40th day of the Omer. So 10 days will be Matan Torah. To really understand the difference between Torah and Mitzvahs, I just want to be Oimer and one Akudah. So we'll start with a question. We know that a Torah, to learn Torah, is also a Mitzvah. You have a Mitzvah to learn Torah? Pshnan to live an Echo, the more brings Vidibar Tabom. You have a Chukai Zetelecho in this Mitzvah, question why this is not part of the Mitzvahs. But you have a Mitzvah to learn Torah. So if you have a Mitzvah to learn Torah, and we find that the Gemara tells us at least in three different places, if a person is learning Torah and then comes a mitzvah that nobody else can do, he stops learning and does the mitzvah. Fine, the Gemara in Bracha speaks about doing Kriya Shema. The Gemara in Moed Kata speaks about someone who's always doing mitzvah to do a different mitzvah. We find different places in Shas. In Warren Megillah, you have to stop to hear, even Kriya Shema Megillah, which is their Rabbanon, you stop to learn Torah. Why are you stopping to learn Torah? If you have a mitzvah or you there is, the Gemara brings the Pasuk in Moed Kata and you stop telling it to do it. So they're all the chiyuv b'adavayt. We have a rule. Ha'isik v'mitzvah, potur mitzvah. In the middle of doing a mitzvah, potur mitzvah. Torah l'chuyuv is even a bigger mitzvah. So why if I'm ha'isik v'torah, I'm not potur from other mitzvahs? What's that? So, for starters, Rabbi Eiger brings the Shulchan Aruch an answer, which is really based on a going that we'll see soon, that by Torah, the Chofetz Chaim quotes it a lot, that by Torah, every word of Torah is another mitzvah. Every word is another mitzvah. Almost every letter is another mitzvah. So you're not doing one mitzvah when you're learning Torah. Every word that you're saying is saying another mitzvah. So therefore, you're not ever sick in one mitzvah. Every word of Torah, or every machshava of Torah, every dvar Torah is a new thing. So therefore, when I'm busy with one mitzvah, I tell you don't do another mitzvah. But even if I'm between mitzvahs, then you could do a mitzvah. Torah, you're always in between mitzvahs. You just finish one word, the next one is another mitzvah. So then I can tell you to do a different mitzvah, not oisig b'mitzvah. Okay. So first of all, it's a little hard to understand because we know in Torah itself also you have a concept of being oisig in one sugya. That's first of all. But second, that explains to me why if you're oisig b'mitzvah, you don't have a problem putting a mitzvah. But what about the issue, when I have two mitzvahs in front of me, which one do I choose? Okay, your answer is, okay, I'm not in the middle of a mitzvah. But still, I have two mitzvahs in front of me. Why do I choose Megillah over Torah? Why do I choose Kriya Shema over Torah? Lemaise, mitzvah Tamo Torah, we say every morning, Tamo Torah keneged kulam. We see this week's Pasha, Torah gives it a mokum la'atzah, but Chukoy Yisrael Telechu is not a part of the mitzvahs. It's a much greater thing, a much greater mitzvah. So why don't I go, why do I tell you if you have two mitzvahs, you choose this one over this one?
So
I want to get to that. Okay, good, very good. Let's get to that. So to answer that, what's shot that I really choosing mitzvahs which are seemingly less important than Torah over Torah? Well, how do we understand it? Let's start with a simple shiloh, famous one. On Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, we just had last week like Ba'imer. That's why we didn't have a shir last week. And the question, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, what does Rav Shimon Bar Yochai say about Torah? Shimon Bar Yochai says, the Gemara Brachos, famous Gemara, the Rabbi Shmuel says you have to work midas teracheretz. You have to take care of your physical body as well. So the Gemara Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Omer Efsha Adam Chayi Reshusas Chayisho. A person will plow in time plowing. If it's a Rabbi Shmuel Zriya and will plant when you plant. The crazy check zero. If it dashes Adisha, a person is going to work at everything. Torah Mate Aleh. What do you do with Torah? Hello, you have to go ahead. Basically, he says that the Ikar Inyan is, the Shubachai says, you have to learn the whole time. If you're Zoyche, someone else takes care of you. That's the famous of Shir Baruchai. And the Gemara concludes that most people tried to do a Shir Baruchai, they weren't successful to be learning the whole time. But Shir Baruchai says you should learn the whole time. That's the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Menachos, the Gemara in Tzadiktes, the Gemara brings different of Shir Baruchai. And the Gemara says, Omar Abiyachim Bishur Shir Baruchai, I feel like Koro Adam Lakriyash Mashachris, Ve'avis, Kirim Layamush Savatra Zepicho. So when a person has, he's going to learn Torah in the morning, he learned just as Kriyashva in the morning, Kriyashva in the evening, and the garden brings already that Kriyashva. Any word of Torah in the morning, any word of Torah in the evening, you're Mekai and Talmud Torah. So same Shir Baruchai that says that you can be working, you have to learn the whole time, says the Adam is Yaitse the Talmud Torah if you learn just one word in the morning, one word in the evening. How do these two things coincide? What does Shir Baruchai hold? Does he hold it to learn the whole time, or he learns Yaitse with learning begin morning and learning the evening?
Yaitse what?
Talmud Torah.
Yeah, but I'm saying, okay, but the other one is...
So you say what? Maybe it's not a mitzvah Talmud Torah.
What's the Vagisa?
Shir Baruchai means that lo yom shesetav, you say, what about the words Vagisa v'yom v'layla? Yeah, okay,
maybe that's a different...
Maybe it's two different concepts. The Pashim Shah that comes out of Shir Baruchai is that it's really a minimum amount. You have to minimum amount is to learn morning and evening. You can't get out of it. But you should learn the whole day. But how do you define it? So here we have two of the Achronim that explain it. One is the Arsameach, and one is the Goyim. So we'll start with the Arsameach, because I want to conclude with the Goyim. The Arsameach says the following. Arsameach says a big chiddush. Chiddush Arsameach. Meir Simcha says that the mitzvah Talmud Torah is not the same by every Yid. Some Jews can learn the whole time. Some are not capable. The Arsameach Mashra is going with the shita that many people, speak about. He's not built for it. Says Mashra Arsameach Mefirish. Some people are not; they don't have the ability to sit down and learn the whole day. They can learn only a few hours a day, or a few minutes a day, a few seconds a day. It depends on the person. Some people are born to learn the whole day, and some are not. So therefore what? So the mitzvah Talmud Torah says that Arsameach depends on each person the way he is. Who are you? If you are capable to learn much more, so then you have Talmud Torah, you have a chinyan to learn Torah as much as you can. If you're not able, so your Talmud Torah is less. So what is Moshe Baruchai saying in Gwarin Menachos? The minimum every Yid has is a little bit in the morning, a little bit in the evening.
Doesn't say how much?
No, it says Kriyashma. Well, it could be a little bit. The Gwarin says even one word, meaning something. Something that's the minimum everybody has. But really, a person needs to thrive, needs to try to learn the whole day. That's what says Or Sameach. Mimeil says Or Sameach. He doesn't mamash refer to that, but it comes out from his things. He's still talking about it. Mimeil like this. When I have two mitzvahs in front of me, the mitzvah of Torah and a different mitzvah, which one should I choose? I choose the other mitzvah. Why? Because the other mitzvah is Shavah B'chol Yisrael. Every Yid has the same mind. Shake a lulav. Doesn't mean if it's Moshe Rabbeinu, the biggest Amar, it has to do lulav. It's the Bil Sukkah. Megillah, everybody's the same thing. Torah, it really depends. Some people more, some people less. So therefore, the Talmud Torah comes after every other mitzvah because it's not showing B'chol Yisrael. That's what says the Arsameach. What?
The weakest
Kivyo Chol Torah. Right. So even though the Schar and Labo... Right. Exactly. So Schar and Labo, it's not Givaldik. But when you have your something which is, you're asking the value, what is something special? It's something which is equal to everyone in Am Yisrael, that's any mitzvah. Torah is not. That's what Arsameach says. The Goyen seemingly says something else. The Goyen is in the Shnei Seliyo and beginning of Seches Peah. And the Goyen speaks about this thing, and he says the following. The beginning of Seches Peah, we all know. It says, Ein el dvoin shelem shir. Right? They don't have a shir. And one of them is Talmud Torah. So the Goyen says, there's no shir l'mal, you can learn the Torah as much as, with no end. And there's no really shir l'mal, you can learn even one word. Brings the Shir Baruchai and the Gemara Menachos. Even one word in the morning, one word in the evening is good enough. Says the Goyen, how do you define it? So the way it comes up to the Goyen, and I think also the Baruch Ber learns it that way, What the Gemara says is the following. Torah, by definition, needs to be every second of the day, by every year, not like Yom Shemech. You have to learn the whole time. But if you learn the whole time, so you can't do anything else. What about every mitzvah? If I don't tell you that Torah is the biggest mitzvah, you have to learn the whole time. So the person will never do any of the mitzvahs. Not Sukkah, not Lulav, not Megillah, not Shefer, not nothing. A person will not get married. A person will not work. Says the Goyen, but a person has a chiyuv and a mitzvah to do all these things. You need to do all the mitzvahs. A person has to get married. A person has a mitzvah to be oisik with the acheret, says the Goyen. That's part of the mitzvah. So the Torah was given by because the Torah is limitless, meaning it's every second of the day that you have. So by definition, the Torah was given, and that's all when you have nothing else that's occupying you at the time. The Torah was given to you in every, if you can define it this way, according to the Goyim, the Torah was given to you in every free moment that you have. But if you're not free, you don't have Torah. When I have a mitzvah in front of me, I don't have the mitzvah Talmud Torah. When I have an Indian that has to be oisik a parnasa, now I don't have a mitzvah Talmud Torah. Because Talmud Torah is only when I don't have the mitzvah in front of me. Because if not, I'm not going to be able to stop anyway. So by definition, the Torah was given to me as a what I need to fill up every free time that I have. How do I define free time? Anytime I'm not busy with something else, which is a mitzvah. That's what the Goyen says. Of course, a mitzvah. But that mitzvah is a mitzvah only when I don't have any other mitzvah in front of me. So when I have two mitzvahs, Torah and something else, when Torah is in front of another mitzvah, Torah doesn't exist. There's no mitzvah of Torah.
If someone would learn at the time, they're supposed to be doing a mitzvah, when they're
in the sky of the mitzvah,
Torah,
the Hatzim is doing that. The Chorinat, according to the Goyen. Then that would be the Kavina.
Wrong.
Zero schar. Now only it comes that the Gemara says. The Gemara says that there is actually a very good tzutzot here. The Gemara says that there's paschal, right? A kishbol who cries of three people. One of them is called she'if shalul asuk b'toyra ve'isik. He's not supposed to learn Torah now, and he's learning Torah. Kishbol who's crying in him. He's not reward. So obviously, each person, it depends what it means. What does it mean? What else he has to do right now? But a person, for example, let's take an example everybody agreed to. If a person needs to do a mitzvah of lulav, and he's mevatel the mitzvah of lulav and he learns Torah, so you think he'll get a reward for Torah? No, according to the Quran. Because the Torah was given to you that way. That's why the mitzvah is great.
You were involved in a sugya. You forgot.
Okay, so that's shoygeg. Oh, yes. I hear. That's like a different. What happens when you're shoygeg and avir? But what comes out, a big machlekes between the Samech and the Goyim. So now they both come and explain a similar idea. First of all, let's take one of Kavita for them. They both say that really the mitzvah doesn't overcome Torah, according to the Samech, because Torah doesn't apply to everybody the same way. According to the Goyim, because Torah doesn't exist, we have another mitzvah. But they both agree that a minimum of Torah you do have. So what someone told me before, a big enough Kavita, what would happen if a person is, he didn't learn anything today, and it's 2 minutes to Shkia. And now you have either do a mitzvah or to learn one word of Torah. Let's say 2 seconds of Shkia. What comes first? Maybe, according to that, you have to learn Torah. Because that's the minimum amount. According to a Sabbath, it's equal to everybody. According to the Goyen, you have a minimum amount with that you have to do every day. So maybe then you will have a mitzvah that will come before. Maybe. But comes out one thing, well, that will conclude. A big enough community comes out between the Sabbath and the Goyen, similarly, from their words. The Sabbath learns that Torah is not equal to everybody. Each person is different. Some people have the ability to learn the whole day, some not. Or somewhere else, the Nichus Melachim holds, the only one who has a chiyuv obligation the whole time to learn is only a king. King Yotzei Imor, he has to be with Torah the whole time. But regularly in that, that's what the Rosh Hashanah holds. The Goyen holds, no. Every Jew has the same chiyuv to learn every second of free time that he has. What is free time? What? Anytime he needs to be busy with something else, he has him to do that. But when he doesn't have to do something else, then you have a chiyuv to learn Torah. That is part of the greatness of Torah. Say that.